So just as usual, get yourselves into a comfortable position. Pay attention to your bodies, pay attention to your breath. Just notice how you are this morning as we begin our final weekend on the Book of Gates. Be aware of your breath connecting the inside and the outside. Be aware of the morning. Be aware of the world this morning as you breathe in, breathing in the world, breathing out into the world. Being aware of the light of the sun shining upon the earth, generating life, generating energy. Connecting back with the ancient Egyptians, for whom the sun was the source of all life, the sun, the source of all being. Amun-Re, the father of all life. Who nourishes the fetus in the womb, who causes the fish to jump from the stream in ecstasy as they perceive his face. Amun-Re, from whom the little birds fly up in the morning as their wings praise his soul. Amun-Re, the father of the inundation, who brings the green life out of the black land. Each of us sitting in our place, connecting it through time and space, through the ancient black and red land of Kem, practicing Al-Kem, the art of Egypt. Feeling that connection through time and space, being aware of our bodies. We invite the presence of Ma'at, the presence of balance and order into our bodies through the use of the Kabbalistic cross. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we chant Ate. Ate. Bringing the light down to the feet, we chant Malchut. Malchut. Right shoulder, Vegevura. Vegevura. Left shoulder, Vegedula, Vegedula. Center, Leolam, Amen. Leolam, Amen.
Shante. Malgrut Vegevira Vegendula Leolam Amin. One last time. Ate Malrut Vegevira Vegedula Amen.
Now we will build together the middle pillar, visualizing or sensing above your head a sphere of pure, brilliant white light. We chant E'aye. Letting the pillar of light descend to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet-grey. Da'at, the sphere of mystery. Letting Da'at connect to Keter, letting Keter connect to Da'at. And here we chant Yod-Heh Vav-Heh Elohim, I create.
Yud he vav he Elohim. 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 Elohim.
Now feeling the middle pillar descend from Da'at to the level of the heart, where it becomes Tiferet, the inner sun, the place of balance and beauty. Noticing the connection between Da'at and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. And here we chant Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vada'at, the known God, God in my heart.
Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vada'at. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vada'at. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vadant, Yud Heh Vav Heh Aloha Vadant, Yud Heh Vav Heh Aloha Vadant, Yud Heh Vav Heh Aloha Vadant.
Oh yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yud Heh Vav Heh Aloha Vada'at. Yud Heh Vav Heh Aloha Vada'at. Yud Heh Vav Heh
Yudad. Yudevav Heyalovadad. Yudevav Heyalovadad. Yudevav Heyalovadad. Letting the pillar descend now to the level of the pelvis, where it becomes the sphere of the moon. Yesod, the foundation of life. Feeling into the coolness, the life energy, the potency of the pelvis, the potency of Yesod. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty living power, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, 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 Shaddai El Chai. Now sense or feel the pillar of light descend into the ground just beneath your feet, coming into Malchut, into the place of the living kingdom, the living earth. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz, 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 Adonai Haaretz. Feel the centrality and the balance of the middle pillar. Feel a sense of sovereignty and rootedness in Malchut. Feel the power of life in Yesod. Feel the beauty and the balance of the heart in Tiferet. Feel the mystery of creation in Da'at. Feel the root of all being in Keter. Lean into the middle pillar. Let the pillar hold you. Feel the flows and the contraflows of life energy between the spheres. Nothing you have to do, just simply to lean into them. To be held by the being nature of Keter, to enter into the mystery of Da'at, to find the balance of the heart in Tiferet, to be refreshed by the fountain of life that arises out of Yesod, to be held by the deep ground of Malchut. As you embrace the true human image, the one who incarnates Mart, the one who brings order and balance. Having established the central line, we now circulate the light. As you breathe in, center yourself in Keter. As you breathe out, send the light down the front of the body to Malkut. As you breathe in again, bring the light up the back of the body to Keter, and so on. Doing this for 6 cycles. Sending the light down the front of the body, bringing the light up the back of the body. And now circulating the light from the left side to the right side. As you breathe in, center your attention in Keter. As you breathe out, send the light down the left side of your body to Malkut. As you breathe in, bring the light up the right side of the body. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now coming to the third exercise of working with the spiral. Centering your attention in Malkut. Breathing in and breathing out. Center your attention there. As you breathe in, then visualize the light ascending in a spiral anti-clockwise. Up the body to Ketta as you breathe in. As you breathe out, sending the light down the middle pillar, right down to Malkut again. Then as you breathe in, spiraling the light upwards. As you breathe out, send the light down the middle pillar to Malkut. Again, doing that for 6 cycles. Coming to the final exercise, the fountain. As you breathe in and breathe out, you center yourself in Malkut. As you breathe in, you send the light up the middle pillar to Ketta. As you breathe out, you fountain the light through the aura. And as you breathe in and out again, you gather the light in Malkut and then begin another cycle. Again, doing this for 6 times.